Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Traffic is moving very slowly in Midrand from the Buccleuch interchange on the N1 North as you head towards Samrand Road. And then another big issue happening on the highways. It's in Alexandra on the N3 South. There was an earlier stationary vehicle. It has now been moved just before London Road. Traffic is heavily backed up.
The world's largest producer of platinum, Anglo American Platinum, says operations will remain suspended at the Tumela mine in Thabazimbi, Limpopo, following heavy rains last week. Flooding in the area led to the death of at least one person. Then some news from the continent. The Premier of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Judith Tuluka, said that at least 7,000 people have lost their lives this year due to clashes between the country's defense force and the M23 rebels. The armed group already seized two towns in the eastern part of the country. More on this, though, on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. And if you missed that tweet about the introduction of grade 13 in Gauteng as of next year that caused a media frenzy, it's not true. The Department of Basic Education responded with a tweet urging South Africans to be aware of fake news and said grade 13 will not be happening in the province. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
We start off with some cricket news. Protea skipper Themba Bavuma says that his side won't be taking world champions Australia lightly despite their depleted bowling attack. The two former champions meet for the first time in the event's history, and that's happening tomorrow in Rawalpindi, having won each of their first games in Group B. Of course, Australia are without Pat Cummins and Mitchell Starc, as well as Josh Hazlewood. So a depleted bowling attack indeed there for the Aussies. There is some live cricket on the go at the moment at the ICC Champions Trophy. Bangladesh up against New Zealand, with the Bangladeshis getting 236 for 9. Quite a low score there against New Zealand. New Zealand still needing another 150 runs from 32 overs. The score at the moment 87 for 3. So it looks like New Zealand are pretty comfortable there. Springbok Sevens coach Philip Snyman was optimistic despite their 19-12 loss to Argentina in the Vancouver Sevens final yesterday. The two Sevens events are remaining on the circuit this year before the grand finale in LA. The Blitzboks are hoping to do well in Hong Kong and Singapore. And for Snyman, though, a top four finish in every tournament and expanding his player depth were the objectives at the start of the season, and those are still firmly in place. Staying with rugby news, Willie Leroux says that he can still learn a few things at fly half, but he's content with the progress that he's made so far as the Bulls' new general in the URC. After an ordinary display against the Stormers, the Springbok played a pivotal role against the Lions this weekend, helping his side to a 31-19 victory. Of course, he's going to be playing once again when we take on the Stormers at Loftus this weekend. Orlando Pirates coach Jose Rivera, well, he picked up a one-match suspension after referee Luqolo Badi gave him a yellow card towards the end of Saturday's match against Cape Town City at the Orlando Stadium. The match was in its final stages and he approached the fourth official, Akona Makalima. Makalima did not take kindly to his harsh approach and asked Badi to give him a yellow card, and that means that he's going to be sidelined, having already received 3 yellow cards this season before. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.
Make me swim. Make me harder. Make me lose my breath. Make me water. Make me swim. Make me harder. Make me lose my breath. Make me water.
Normally, I could keep my cool, but tonight I'ma be in a dangerous mood. Can you match my timing? Telling me that you're really about it. What you're hiding? Talk is cheap, so show me that you understand. I like it.